This morning we continue our series on the Advent candles, and this week the candle is love. Will you pray with me? Lord, we pray that we, the hearers of your word, might give glory to God by believing in the revealed mystery of the gospel. Our text for consideration is the epistle read to you previously. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from Jesus Christ our Lord and Savior. Soli Deo Gloria. That's Latin for "to God alone be glory." That was a powerful message during the Reformation. The Reformers wanted to make sure that God received all the glory for the work of his gospel. We see a similar emphasis in Paul's concluding doxology in his letter to the Romans. A fitting response, certainly, to the revelation of the mystery of God's plan of salvation. And a fitting word for the final Sunday of Advent as we look to the mystery of centuries being revealed in the event we are soon to celebrate. To God alone be glory, both for his mystery and for revealing it. To God alone be glory, because his kind of glory is so great, it would always be a mystery to us. There's a reason that God's glory was a mystery for long ages. Human beings trying to understand God's glory would always envision something very different from what it really was and is. You see, humans think of glory as might, power, honor that serves the glorious one. Glory is all about the one who has it and always makes others look weak, humble, and inferior. It's an athlete's glory to win, which means he has beaten someone else. It's an entrepreneur's glory to make the cover of Fortune magazine, which calls further attention to himself. And an actor glories when he goes on stage at the Oscars and thanks all the little people. Thank you very much. Left on our own to understand God's glory, we wouldn't understand it any other way. And then we'd give him glory grudgingly, gritting our teeth to honor him because it would humiliate us. But if that were the way we understand God's glory, it would still be a mystery to us. We would not yet understand God's glory at all, because God's glory is of an entirely different kind. God's glory is an attitude toward us that we could never fathom on our own. Figure this out. Our natural attitude toward God is rebellion, resentment, and revulsion. And yet, in God's love for us, he delights to favor us. He glories to honor his rebellious creatures. God's glory is gracious action for us. Who could ever guess that on their own? We break God's commandments, go our sinful ways. We live lives for ourselves and not for God. We gossip, we lie, and on through the breaking of the Ten Commandments. And he takes the punishment for us, death and the pains of hell. Really? God's glory is to declare us righteous. Does that make any sense? We shame him by ignoring him, cheating on him, acting as though he doesn't matter. And yet, he declares us innocent because Jesus was declared guilty in our place. Go and figure that. God considers it his glory to give us a gift. We are credited with a righteousness from outside of ourselves, namely Christ's righteousness. And we receive this gift simply by believing it's already been given to us. That's called the obedience of faith. Who could ever know all this was God's idea of glory? I'd like to read to you from Psalm 113, verses 4 through 7. The Lord is exalted over all the nations, his glory above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God? The one who sits enthroned on high, who stoops down to look on the heavens and the earth. He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap. No one could know this except that God has revealed it to us. To God alone be glory, because he did not keep it a secret from us. You see, God's loving kind of glory became clear when he sent his Son. The mystery of God's glory was revealed in the preaching of Jesus, both in the preaching by Jesus and the preaching about Jesus. This is what we're about to celebrate, what this Advent has been looking forward to all along. Now, in these last days, God has spoken to us by his Son, according to Hebrews 1:2. Jesus is the full and final revelation of the mystery because he is the mystery made flesh. Some translations of verse 26 say the mystery is now made manifest. This is precisely what Jesus himself is. God in man made manifest. Jesus is the Word incarnate. To us, 2,000 years later, God also revealed the mystery of his glory in Christ through his written word. The prophetic writings, the Old Testament, actually always spoke of Christ, even long before he came. Hebrews 1:1 says, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. So you see, the prophetic writings, though preparatory, are not disconnected from Jesus or his teachings and those of the apostles. In fact, they were the texts the apostles and even Jesus himself used for their preaching. Now, those prophetic writings, along with the word of their fulfillment in the New Testament scriptures, make the mystery of God's glory known to all nations. The apostles carried and wrote the message of the scriptures to distant lands, and the same message has come down to us. We ourselves have read and heard the solution to the mystery of God's glory and love. His loving glory is to save us through Jesus Christ. It's no secret anymore. To God alone be glory in the praise that we bring. By our actions, more so than our lip service, we say thank you. Here's where Paul concludes his entire magnificent letter to the Romans with thanksgiving. He says in verse 25, "To him who is able to strengthen you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery that was kept secret for ages." His whole letter has unveiled God's plan of the gospel. Paul has taken us from a clear declaration of what we were, helpless, hopeless sinners, enemies of God, to what God has declared us to be: forgiven, justified saints, his children. His children who live with him and live for him. What wondrous love is that? To be established as God's children. A plan so gracious, so loving, it would always have been a mystery to us. But now that Paul has revealed the mystery, what can he and the Romans do but say thanks? And now that we know, now that we have been brought to that faith, now that God's gracious glory is no longer a mystery to us, how can we not but pour out our thanks in our actions? The all-glorious God has made it his glory to save us sinners. We have eternal life, infinite glory ourselves. Thanks be to God for that. Say Soli Deo Gloria with me. Soli Deo Gloria. Let's try that one more time. Soli Deo Gloria. To God alone be glory. And then let us say it in everything that we say and do. God considers it his loving glory to save us. When that's the way he sees things, there's no reason for us to claim any glory for ourselves. To the only wise God be glory forever through Jesus Christ. Because of Jesus, his glorious death, his glorious resurrection, this is what we'll say forevermore. Glory to God because of his love for us. In conclusion, my friends, for long ages it was a mystery, a secret. God's people waited. Now our much shorter wait is nearly over. God has revealed the mystery of the gospel in the incarnation of his Son, which very soon we celebrate. The mystery has been revealed so that we might be saved and so that we might give him the glory. Please stand and sing with me the doxology. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy.